Good morning. The latest system passing through the Northeast is bringing rounds of light snow to the region. Most places waking up to between 1 and 3 inches of snow this morning. Some isolated areas as much as 4 inches of snow. And we'll have intermittent on and off occasional snow through the early to mid-morning period. At that point, the cold front associated with the system will sweep through, starting a drying trend into the afternoon. We still run the risk at a few snow showers, but the bigger story will be the increasing wind, at times gusting over 20 and even 30 miles per hour, and the tumbling temperatures. Readings will start out in the 20s and even some lower 30s before the front passes through. Then behind the front, a steady drop through the 20s and teens. And with the wind picking up, wind chill values by the end of the day in a lot of places will approach zero. Temperatures will continue to drop tonight as high pressure builds in. It'll be very windy and bitterly cold, with temperatures all the way down to 0 to 10 below in a lot of places, with wind chill values going as low as 15 to 30 below, and in the mountains, some wind chills could approach 40 below. Wind chill advisories and wind chill warnings have been posted for almost all of interior New York and New England into tomorrow morning. Another cold day tomorrow, and another windy one too, with a mix of sun and clouds. Highs will only be in the teens and wind chill values at or below zero. The weather will stay dry into the day on Sunday, despite clouds on the increase for the second half of the weekend. Temperatures will make it into the lower 20s. At that point, we'll turn our attention to the west, where another storm system will head through the Ohio Valley. The exact track will determine what we get in interior southern New England, but the latest trends are taking this far enough south that it will graze I-90 south with some light to moderate snow. We'll see how this pans out through the weekend. Either way, more Arctic cold, with highs on Monday staying in the teens to around 20, and then behind that system on Tuesday, highs only in the middle teens. Additional disturbances will pass through the middle of next week, with the chance of snow showers for both Wednesday and Thursday, with highs pushing up into the 20s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, winter storm warnings are out for all of Maine and eastern New Hampshire in association with the system here in the Northeast. As the storm enters the Gulf of Maine today, it will intensify and draw in moisture from the Atlantic. Snow will pick up as the system tracks into the Canadian Maritimes, and most locations in the warned area will get at least 6 to 12 inches of snow, with some places getting as much as 18 inches. And a winter storm warning is out for the southern Rockies of New Mexico. A slow-moving Pacific system will move through the southwest and produce the snow in the mountains through the weekend. The same storm will bring rain to Phoenix leading up to the Super Bowl, but it should dry out for Sunday. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility with light snow and fog, 9 above 0 with the southwest wind at 33 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 45 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 28 degrees, the dew point 24, 85% relative humidity, a south wind at 7 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.84 inches, and it is holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 82 degrees at Laredo, Texas, to a low of 27 below zero at Berlin, New Hampshire. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with snow showers in the lower 30s, Boston light snow in the lower 30s, and in Buffalo cloudy and windy with snow showers, temperatures falling through the 20s and teens and into the single digits by the end of the day. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 30 degrees, the low 4 below zero, the average temperature 13, that's 10 degrees below normal. A trace of snowfall yesterday for the month, 12.9 inches and 37.4 inches for the season. There were 52 heating degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month now, 1,294, and that's 60 above average, and 3,567 for the season, which is 202 heating degree days below average. The average high temperature at Albany today, 31 degrees, the average low, 15. The record high 56 set in 2013, and the record low 12 below zero in 1965. Sunrise this morning, 7:12 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:05 p.m. 9 hours and 53 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy and becoming windy with occasional light snow or snow showers today. Early highs in the mid to upper 20s with temperatures dropping through the teens in the afternoon. Clearing, windy, and bitter cold tonight. Lows 0 to 10 below with the wind chill values as low as 20 to 40 below for the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. Cloudy and becoming windy with light snow showers today. Early highs in the lower 30s with temperatures dropping into the 20s later this afternoon. Clearing, windy, and very cold tonight, 0 to 5 above, with wind chill values as low as 0 to 15 below. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy and becoming windy with occasional light snow or snow showers today, early highs in the mid to upper 20s with temperatures dropping through the teens during the afternoon. Clearing, windy, and bitter cold tonight with lows 0 to 10 below and wind chill values as low as 15 to 30 below. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy and becoming windy with occasional light snow or snow showers today. Early highs in the upper 20s with temperatures dropping through the 20s and into the teens during the afternoon. Clearing, windy, and very cold tonight with lows near zero and wind chill values 15 to 30 below. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy and becoming windy with occasional light snow or snow showers today. Early highs in the upper 20s to around 30 with temperatures dropping through the 20s and into the teens during the afternoon. Clearing, windy, and very cold tonight. Lows near zero with wind chill values as low as 15 to 30 below. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, windy and frigid, only in the teens, with colder wind chills. Mostly cloudy, lower 20s Sunday. A chance of snow, mainly from I-90 south on Monday, only in the teens. Sunshine giving way to clouds Tuesday, staying in the middle teens, and then back to the 20s Wednesday and Thursday with a chance of snow showers both days. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.